We are taxpayer focused. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholwe Simwinga. The headlines: motorbike riders urged to take precautions and undergo training. Government urges women to seize empowerment opportunities. UN slave trade resolution welcomed in West Africa and by the African Union. World's top voting tribunal confirms Senegal has lodged AFCON appeal. And now the news in detail. Kasama Taxi and Motorbikes Association President Derek Mwila has urged motorbike riders to prioritize providing helmets to customers in order to prevent fatal road accidents. Mr. Mwila says this is necessary to protect passengers as the head is the most vulnerable part of the body. He has reminded riders in Kasama that one must be 18 years and above to operate a motorbike business. Mr. Mwila has also encouraged all motorbike riders to be licensed and knowledgeable about road signs and markings to help prevent accidents.
Without a license, ya onda, kama huko 18 years ya pantanshi. Kwa kulacha wa ya kula kulacha wapoka medico, wapoka medico, baktora ku wakosti, chokosti wakumame nso, denu wabwera, uru watanakana. Unless mwere kwa kushukuru. Kwa kwenye onda, sa first. Mwena fola ya, na kwa tayo menti. Na kwa tayo menti. Ya, lidole ya, ngole ya mlodi, mpali ondo, fena washa nama raiti. Ifere, ilati ya, ya onda nari ya kagyole. Dene, ya omente, fena ufuala kumutu. Kwa kwa tina.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency ZCSA has urged consumers, especially those attending the 2026 Komboka ceremony in Mongo, to purchase certified food products and beverages from trusted outlets to safeguard their health and safety. Speaking in Mongo on Thursday, ZCSA Manager for Communications and Public Relations, Brian Hantioka, say consumers should exercise caution before, during and after the ceremony. Mr. Hatioka noted that traditional ceremonies often attract traders who may sell unsafe products to unsuspecting consumers, posing risks to public health and safety. He adds that ZCSA withdrew non-compliant products worth 17,346 Kwacha in Western Province during the fourth quarter of 2025 out of the national total of 440,645 Kwacha.
Many people are coming for Komboka. They are bringing all sorts of products on the market. Some of the products are actually expired. Others are questionable. So we want to sensitize them so that they are self-conscious as they buy these products on the market. We believe that when individuals are equipped with the right knowledge, they can make informed choices and influence their peers, families, and communities. By doing so, they help prevent unsafe products from spreading in society. So we are saying this initiative is therefore not just about protecting individuals, but about nurturing a generation that values safety, quality, and responsibility. So through you, we will drive such a appeal to the individuals and other consumers that they need to develop a habit of reading labels on the products as they consume these products so that they are protected.
Meanwhile, Competition and Consumer Protection Commission Provincial Investigator Kevin Mainza says the commission remains committed to promoting consumer rights, particularly among pupils, to safeguard their future.
Our main consumer protection, and we've also been participating through our school clubs. So we have been in the business of educating consumers, and on certain times we actually do what we call educational inspections. So we pick up students from schools and basically go with them in the shops, and then we just educate our consumers on how to look out for expired, as he was mentioning, looking out for expired products, basically product information. So we have been sensitizing, and I think this partnership has come at a very opportune time, because there are certain times when we do our random school visitations, when we are faced with questions that fall within the mandate of Zambia Compulsory Standards.
Government has called on women to utilize empowerment opportunities responsibly to drive meaningful business activities and contribute to economic growth. Speaking during the Young Women's Entrepreneurship and Wealth Creation Conference in Lusaka, Minister of Justice Princess Kasune praised women's resilience despite the challenges they face. In a speech read on her behalf, Ms. Kasune emphasized the need to build a better country through sustained efforts beyond commemorative events. She cites policies such as National Youth Policy, MSME Development Policy, and National Gender Policy, which aim to promote entrepreneurship, innovation, and job creation.
The revised MSME Development Policy is opening doors by expanding access to finance, market, technology, and business support, so that your enterprises can grow and flourish. The National Gender Policy is also breaking down barriers, ensuring that women have equal opportunities to participate, lead, and thrive. As the Ministry of Justice, our role is clear. We turn this commitment into reality. Therefore, we are strengthening good governance and reforming roles to align them with international standards and build a conducive and supportive environment.
Meanwhile, NGOCC Vice Board Chairperson Mwala Mlenga has reaffirmed the organization's commitment to working with government and the private sector to ensure women's economic empowerment achieves its intended impact.
I have seen some opportunities, although created by the government, should be expanded for them if we are to truly achieve gender equality. And NGOCC women will remain committed to working with government, civil society, and the private sector to ensure that women's economic empowerment remains a priority and translates into tangible outcomes. Lastly, it is said that innovation thrives when a beautiful imagination meets.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, says it continues to gain popularity in Western Province, attributing this to government's pro-poor policies and increased development initiatives. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says programs such as free education, the school feeding program, Cash for Work, and the Constituency Development Fund have significantly improved people's livelihood.
It cannot be overemphasized that President Hakainde Hichilema's people-centered policies, such as free education, which has seen 2.6 million learners